This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guys, at DJ The Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. And like us on Facebook at Doug Steffen, too, and at Facebook.com/DJ The Show. Yes, it's the DJ The Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria here to spout off about things that are good, maybe a few ugly things, hopefully not too many twisty bad things. The good thing is we've started something new on the DJ The Experience this week. A special phone line has been set up just for you. And what we would like you to do is call in and give us your opinion on an issue. Every week we'll have a different issue. This week we're asking whether or not you believe you'll be better off in 2017 than you were in 2016. Shades of Ronald Reagan and winning in 1980. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And, of course, everybody said, to that. No, nobody was better off. Except the Shah of Iran, who actually died, but created the Iranian crisis as a result of that. But me, I'm wafting off into the past. Let's keep in the present. We're talking about 2017. 800-282-2323. All I want to do when I do that is say 281-APPLE. Hmm. Ever hear that? No, probably not.
No.
Listen to that flatness. Whoa. Whoa. What an indictment that was of the moldy oldie. Okay. 800-282-23.
No.
No. Not like Miles. No. Stop, please. 800-282-2333. Anyway, press 1 for yes and 2 for no. If you're better off in 2017, then there are these things that happen after that, opportunities from companies we put together that you may find intriguing. So just for the heck of it, dial it up. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hooray for you. 800-282-2333 to answer the question, do you believe that you're better off now than you were a year ago? Tell us what you think. That's always the case. You can spout off if you like at 888-302-DOUG anytime you want to. A lot of sports news later on in the hour. Right now, though, a focus on being happy. According to the latest statistical information that we have patched together here on the DJV Experience, it appears that we are not the happiest place. Wait a minute. I was told that Disneyland and Disney World are the happiest places on Earth.
So we just need to expand them.
What happened?
Oh. Wouldn't that be kind of cool if those countries were real at Epcot?
America to Disneyland!
Germany, Mexico just has like that awesome underground water canoe ride or whatever. Mm. And great tacos. World
America
peace.
Is
you can
not
cross the border.
Number one most happy country in the world. Okay, so you want to take a guess at what is? Well, you all know because you
I actually haven't looked. I haven't peeked yet.
Okay, so what do you think?
So I'm going to guess.
Happiest country is?
Some Netherlands-type country, right?
Yeah. It's like it's. We got to go a little north of there.
North of the Netherlands.
North of the Netherlands. A country that begins with an N. Give me an N, please.
Norway.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. That whole grouping up there.
Right, those damn Scandinavians.
They just play hockey and.
Yeah, that's all.
Isn't it funny that they have, like, that they're ranked happiest, but they also have the highest suicide rates, too, in Sweden? Isn't that bizarre and very
high? A lot of high highs
rates
and a lot of low lows, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of, if you want to take the political stance, these are the regions of the world where the government runs everything. And the most socialist countries in the world are in Scandinavia. Sure. Well, Russia is not really socialist anymore. They have a hard time figuring out what they are. Anyway, Norway is the happiest country on the planet. The United States of America is not number two, not number three, not number four, not number five or six or seven or eight or nine or 10 or 11 or 12 or 13. They are 14th. We are.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Nice, Jennifer. All right, so there are six key factors here that affect every country's happiness quotient. Income, life expectancy, freedom, generosity, corruption, and social support among the community. That's masked. What can you get free from the government? Well, you're not really getting it free, but you know what I mean. Income has a big effect on the country's happiness. But the report shows it's not everything. It isn't. Money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you happiness. It's easier, though. As my father used to say, I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you. So let's see here. Norway's economy didn't improve as much as America's did in the last year, but Norway's overall happiness ranking up to number one. So it went up to one, and America's dropped from 12 to 14. Other Scandinavian countries scoring better than we did. So how do we fix the problem? All right, Jennifer, you can start. How could we be happier in our country? What would make us all happier, do you think?
I mean, there's a whole list. I think just the easy answer right now is that everybody's so divided politically that if we just got past all that, we'd probably be happier. But I think more than anything, we've got some real cultural problems in America right now. And I think that we've sort of lost. People came to America originally because they came here for opportunity. They didn't come here for anything else but just a chance.
Unless they were slaves.
But you know what I mean. People that willingly came here, that came here because America was America, came here because we represented opportunity. And I don't know how much of that is existing right now. You either have a group of people who are just, you know, either working themselves to death and who don't have time to be happy, or you have people who are sitting home on the couch all day going, oh, I'm just going to take what the government gives me and I'll be all right. And they're kind of, they're not happy. They're not sad. I think if we gave ourselves that hope that comes with finding the American dream, you'd have a lot of happier people in the population.
All right, Victoria, you want to take a shot?
Well, I definitely agree. I agree on the politically divided thing. If we could get somehow bridge that gap, I mean, that to me is just the most glaring thing right now in this country. And, you know, friends and family members in other countries feel it. They know it. I mean, it's just, it's bad. I mean, the whole world knows how divided we are. So that's, I would think that's top of the list. I don't really know about. I do agree with Jen. People who are sitting around on their couch accepting government money, I mean, you know, it's, I don't think you can truly actually say you're happy if you're doing that. If you don't have a purpose, and I mean, I was sort of raised with, if you don't have a purpose,
Who needs it?
You know, if you don't have a purpose in life, then you're never really going to be happy. So I think that that's definitely something too. But you know, I mean, and I'm in New York City, so this doesn't apply to the whole country, but you, socially, I mean, there's so much hate towards people who are different in parts of this country and people, you know, cultures that they don't understand. I mean, I feel like all of America needs a history lesson, and we need to read some books and get off of reality TV and start educating ourselves, because I think
we're giving into the usage of all these devices which don't require us to think. And there's no, you don't need to be able to figure out how to multiply and divide things or add them up. You don't need to know how to construct a sentence, because when you use your iPhone, the next word that you're going to use in the sentence comes up before you even think that that's the right word. And you look at it, oh yeah, that's a good word for there.
And that is true. And I turned off autocorrect on my phone the other day because I forgot how to spell a word that I should know how to spell, because I'm so reliant now on it filling in the rest of the word for me.
Brain.
And I realized, like, okay, that's the end of autocorrect.
Right. Good. That's a good move on your part. What about you, Kara? What do you think about improving happiness?
Oh, it's hard everyone's happiness is a little bit different, so it's kind
of hard. That's why I ask you personally. It doesn't have to be, this is not the recipe for everybody. This is a recipe for you.
I think that, I don't know, you have to find a mix between I think everyone, we have such a mentality of, you know, while Jen's talking about, you know, we have people sitting on the couch and not doing anything, I think that's true. But then I think the other half of the country is so focused on work all the time. I mean, Jen has 3 different jobs, and she, I know, tries to take time for herself. But I think a lot of people have trouble with that, finding time for themselves and pampering themselves. And I think that's something that we could all focus a little bit more on ourselves and mm-hmm. our family, and just spending more quality time, I think, is the key word there. Spending quality time with each other and the people that we love, I think that that's something that could really make everyone a bit happier.
And again, that also is get off your devices.
Yeah.
One of the things that would have made Jennifer happy is if she had joined fellow wine experts Doug Steffen and Joe Crummy with her father last night.
How'd you do on the show? You good? Did you guys do a great job?
If you look at the DJV experience, you'll see a post with a picture of me, Joe Crummy, your father, and the lady who is at
Nicole Nielsen, yeah.
And
sure.
You noticed that it started with wine experts.
I did Doug notice Steffen that.
And
I noticed it, and I liked it, by the way.
Did you really? Good for you. Yes. The wine experts were in appearance last night on a special show on CRN Digital, where Jennifer's father invited us, actually, for dinner. And the only person to show up was, guess who?
Was me.
Jennifer.
Plumapalooza over at my house.
That's quite a spread. I'm looking on the Facebook page at the picture. Wow, that looks great.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, we had a good dinner.
Did you guys stay for dinner after, or did you just have some appetizers?
Well, we had a little. I had tomato soup with the crab in it. It was fabulous. I'd already eaten, though, most of the
snacks.
Grazing, yes. I had
their happy hour, not to give them the free plug, but their happy hour at Ruth's Chris is really delicious.
Yeah, it is.
The food is really good.
Yep, and I learned a lot about wine. As a matter of fact, you'd be very interested. You could probably find this. I don't know how you do the archives at CRN, but one of your father let me take over for a few minutes as one of the ladies was talking about wine in a certain area of the state where they don't use commercial fertilizers, but they use manure. And so we get into a big discussion on the Food and Wine show about cow manure.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to have to re-listen to the show.
Yeah, you can listen to the... I set everybody straight. This lady was the one who started it, and then your father says, well, Doug Steffen is a farmer, and he's got lots of cows, and so what do you
think? He knows manure. This is a man who knows manure.
That's a great
you
way
to
put it. You
want to talk poop? This guy's an expert.
There's an epitaph for you. If you want to know about poop, listen to Steffen. That's the way you do it. Okay, so anyhow.
When you think of manure, think of Doug Steffen.
I'm your man. I'm the man in manure.
19 past the hour in the DJV experience. See what I have to put up with you.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Yes, Chuck Berry has not come back from the dead. He's still dead. But there's a lot more conversation about him, which is appropriate given his significance in the world of music. So the fact that his family has brought to the attention of the music world another album that he was working on. The statement that came out yesterday suggests that the final album that he was working on will be released this week. And the family said in a press release, quote, "Working to prepare the release of this record in recent months, the fact that it was pretty much over brought Chuck a great sense of joy and satisfaction." I wonder, you know, I'm big into this sort of thing. My intuition tells me that he worked on this, got it finished, and then died. He didn't want to die until he got it finished. How many times have you heard stories like that?
Yeah, they have a purpose. Oh, they stay alive, yeah.
And that goes back
same
to what
with
we
David
were talking.
Bowie. Right.
Right.
Well, David
we were
Bowie's
about
album came out the day before he died, I think.
Yeah. So when you think about what we were talking about a few minutes ago regarding purpose and what makes you happy, isn't that pretty much proof positive of what we're saying? You have a purpose in life, and your life is better and lasts longer. Anyway, I mean, Chuck Berry was no sweet. He was no angel, man. When it came to drugs and all kinds of stuff, this guy was a wild man. Anyway, you're not supposed to be. I don't know if that's ill. Speaking, is that ill? Speaking ill of the dead?
Well, if it's true, then no.
No. Okay. Anyway, so the family
says, just because you die doesn't mean you get a pass for weird stuff in your life.
No. Anyway, the family's obviously upset about this. They know Chuck had no greater wish than to see this album released. And we know no better way to celebrate his life than to put this out there. Joe Edwards, who's the owner of the Blueberry Hill Club in St. Louis, where Chuck Berry was regularly seen, has heard some of the tracks off of this album. It's called Chuck. He says they're sensational. Let's see here. This is the first time he's done anything since 1979. Last album was called Rocket, and it was full of his original songs, that sort of thing. So a lot of people have paid homage to this guy, as well ought to have been the case. And we are not going to fall back from that. The guy was a very significant contributor to the history of music and culture in our country, and was the number one rock and roller. So for that, you give a lot of appreciation and thanks. Meanwhile, moving on to people who wish they had that kind of talent, Nicki Minaj is making history on the Billboard charts. And I don't get this because I don't get her, but maybe is that an age thing? She looks dirty to me.
Okay, well, I don't know about that, but I agree with you on the talent part. This actually kind of annoys me.
Yeah. She's ahead of Aretha Franklin for the most appearances among women in the Billboard charts. Come on, give me a break.
This is a joke. This is an absolute joke. Yeah. You go on a few different songs that other people are writing and producing.
Right.
You spout a few lines and then really that counts as you ticking away at Aretha Franklin's record?
Yeah.
This should be a write-in campaign to have this rule change. Seriously, this kind of stuff really bugs me.
Well, it does. I just think, I know you recoil a little bit, but I just don't think she looks like she needs her mother to slap her around a little bit and tell her to clean her act up. That's what, when I saw her on television, I thought, this is who we're talking about. Anyway, there are a lot of other people. Taylor Swift is on that list there under Nicki Minaj, as is Rihanna and Madonna, Dionne Warwick, Beyonce, Connie Francis, which I find interesting. She's number 53 of the list of the top 100 women in pop music. Yeah, there's Connie Francis.
There
Mariah Carey, Brenda Lee, Miley Cyrus, Barbara Streisand, Mary J. Blige. I'm surprised Mary J. Blige is where she is on the list. I don't know. I mean, I like her, but I just find that I didn't know she was that much of a contributor. Janet Jackson's number 40. Diana Ross is in that. So, anyway, 20. Yeah, I know.
It's laughable. It is.
Scratching your head, you're wondering what the hell is this about.
Yeah.
28 past the hour on the DJB Experience.
And the world is ours. D-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Under summer stars.
Everyday magic. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Magicians have traditionally been known to speak the classic incantation, abracadabra, before they awe us with an impressive trick. Abracadabra, and then, voila, magic. But let's look deeper at what happens. The word abracadabra likely comes from the Aramaic phrase, I create as I speak. Think about that. Think about how you are actually creating your reality with every word you say, not only to others, but also to yourself. You are creating everyday magic with how you describe your reality, both internally and externally. And you have a beautiful opportunity to wow others and yourself by being mindful of the words you use to describe your world. For more on self-talk and everyday magic, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
It's 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen presenting the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. How do you do? Having a happy time here. And the thing, one of the things I'm hearing from people already about this new feature on the DJV Experience, this special phone line, 800-282-2333. Girls, tell me if I'm overdoing this, but I thought it was worth the attention as least as we get it started. You're going to have a question, you'll give us a yes or a no, and you'll listen to some of the other things that are there to help you out, make you happier. 800-282-2333. Do you believe you are better off this year, now in the present, 2017, than you were last year at the same time? What do you think? Yes or no? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no, 3 to get ready, and 4 to go. Remember that? 800-282. What the hell is he talking about? 282-2333. Today is the first full day of Sabaringa. How about
Springa?
That? It's Springa time. And before we get to the sports stuff, one of the happiest moments for me in the year, just the anticipation, when I buy my seeds for the garden in February, that's always cool. And then when you look down the pike and see the first baseball game schedule, which is a week from this weekend. Actually, I'm going to the thing that really blossoms, there's a spring auction of farm equipment that takes place every year on the first Saturday after spring begins, and that's this Saturday. So I go to New York State for a trip to, actually, those listening in Cobleskill, going to McFadden's in Sharon Springs down the road. And I meet the lady who was on the American Family Farmer the other day, too. It's a great farming area. And one of the things that really makes me happy, we were talking about the happiness quotient in America not being on the top of that list. There's a good side and a bad side to being happy. Turns out that a condition sometimes called broken heart syndrome might be caused by happiness as well as sadness. So this is real news. Listen to this and contemplate what is called cardiomyopathy. Taco, I don't see if I can pronounce this.
Taco?
Taco.
Tacos and burritos?
No. Taco subo. Cardiomyopathy.
Okay.
Is that, that's what the condition is officially called. It's a weakening of the heart muscles that lead to a ventricle ballooning. It was previously believed to be caused by negative emotions like grief or stress or fear. But some of the research that's been done now in the last couple of years suggests positive events in your life may also trigger the condition. In the research, 20 cases from around the world were studied where people developed the condition after a really happy event, like somebody's wedding, birth of a grandchild, that kind of thing, even after a birthday party. The type of people who are affected by happy heart syndrome are largely similar to the patients who have developed a problem with their heart after their heart was broken. Both groups, 95% women, average age for happy heart patients 71, average age for broken heart patients 65.
Great.
Researchers.
So much to look forward to.
Special. But, you know, it's, I have said this. I have not stayed away from this sort of thing. I am teased sometimes because I am in touch with my feminine side. I've had a broken heart, and it isn't pleasant. It's not fun. Women have had it. Men don't do. And maybe the reason that I've survived better than most, because I am a very emotional person, and so when you, the bottom line is when you care about somebody and things sort of blow up in your face, it takes its toll. And I just actually doing this, Victoria, thank you for bringing this out, because something just came into my mind that I will pass along to all of you that may be a sort of connecting of the dots for you. You remember last week when I was visiting my pal Jack Stockwell in Salt Lake City, who's a Nooka chiropractor, but he has a very expansive practice there, and mm-hmm. He has a new heart measuring device, and the device digs right into your heart itself and how it's operating.
Ooh.
And one of the things that he found out, did I talk about this on the air or not?
I thought I talked about it.
So what Jack's equipment found is that a combination of things have weakened a muscle in one of the chambers of my heart. And it is on the surface due to lack of protein, because I don't eat meat and I don't do a good job of watching. You know, I have fish.
And you don't like eggs.
From time to time. I don't like eggs. I don't like things that are latent, that are loaded with protein. But the other thing that, if you read between the lines here with this story, that's the part of your heart, the part of the muscle that in my heart is weak because supposedly I don't have enough protein. It's also the same muscle in the same chamber that is where broken heart syndrome develops. So I'm just sort of putting two and two together here to have people understand that their emotions and stress, because I've had plenty of stress in my life, most of it self-induced. As I'm trying, no matter if it's how old you are, you can relieve. I marvel at people who can just sort of forget things. A lot of it has to do with your makeup, and your makeup is, as most of you know, a very, in my mind, very much a component of your astrological makeup, of where your moon sign is, where your sun sign is, where your rising sign is. All of that does, if you master or understand that stuff, can find a good astrologer, and they tell you what it means to have, for example, Jennifer, her sun sign is Aquarius. So what does that mean? Victoria's birthday, I'm trying to remember when your birthday is. You're in, aren't you?
She's a Capricorn.
Think of Megan.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, you're a Capricorn. So there's a certain amount of matter-of-factness to you, whereas with Jennifer, there's a certain amount of dreamy that goes with being an Aquarian. And how about you, Kara? When's your birthday?
I'm a Taurus in May.
All right. Okay. So there's a definitive, the Taurus is the bull, and Taurians tend to be sloppy and stubborn.
Amongst those.
How about that?
Well, wow. That's on the negative side. There are plenty of positive sides as well. Anyway, the point I'm making here is that your makeup, how you deal with your emotions, how you deal with what life presents to you, oftentimes is something that you really have to work hard at. You've heard me talking about being involved in this constellation thing, which was aimed at part for me understanding not the astrological beginnings of my life, but my familial stuff, so that, again, you get a hold of the understanding of why it is the way it is. That's another component. Your astrological thing is a component, and, you know, where your family was and what they taught you in terms of lessons. But it's all stuff you can work yourself out of if you put your mind to it. It's like doing anything else. But it really is hard, and it does cause stress. And it turns out that in this circumstance, the stress goes right to this part of your heart. So if it wasn't for the fact that I was as strong as I am, and haven't abused my body with tobacco or alcohol or drugs during my life, I think I probably would have had more of a problem with my heart than I have had, frankly. So anyway, that's my read of it. But what you said was very interesting, Victoria. Most of the people who answered this question, who got involved, are women, because men don't want to talk about this stuff.
No.
And that's in part in itself why there's so much of a problem with men. Because they don't want to admit that there is a weakness, that they are weak in some. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of men listening to me right now who are making fun of me because of what I have just said. He's a toughen it up.
Now, I think men get heartbroken at least once. I think that tough exterior comes from maybe getting their heart broken early on in life. I mean,
I feel like men hang on to that stuff. If that happens early on in life and it's a bad breakup, I feel like men hang on to heartbreak way longer than women do. And maybe it's because they don't talk about it as much, but men are definitely gun-shy after a big heartbreak.
The first time when I was really heartbroken, I was in my, it would be the mid-80s, and I swore to myself that I wouldn't ever let myself feel the same way again. And I didn't for a long time. Because it was just, you can consciously understand that it's just too tough.
When women have their first big heartbreak, you know, we like cry and tell all of our friends, like, you know, we'll never love again. And then, like, 2 weeks later, a cute guy catches our eye on the rebound.
Women kind of cut their hair and start reorganizing and that kind of thing. Yeah.
So what do men do?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes. Yeah. I mean, I saw my dad heartbroken a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it's not just romantic relationships. I mean, I don't want to trigger anything, but I think the biggest heartbreak you've probably had, Doug, is Charlotte. So, you know, I mean, that's something everyone needs to, you know, a lot of people do experience that, but I don't know that enough people give it credit, the way that a romantic relationship has ended, or if you've, you know, the death of a loved one.
I think there are
three. As impactful, if not more.
There are three events in my life that would fit into that category, and certainly Charlotte passing is one of them. Yep. And maybe of all of them, it'll certainly be number one or number two on the list. So, yeah. Thanks a lot, Victoria, for reminding me.
I know. Sorry. Way to bring it down.
All right. I promise we do the sports, and we will in 60 seconds.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, here we are at 46 past the hour, the DJB Experience, Doug, Jenna, and Victoria with the sports news. I'll start it out by telling you the story of this Brazilian goalkeeper who killed his girlfriend and then chopped her up and fed him to his dog. He said he got out of jail yesterday on a legal technicality, spent 6 years behind bars for his crime. He said to the press, "I'm really not a bad guy."
I'm sorry, what?
He tortured her, beat her, strangled her, chopped her into pieces and fed them to his dogs. And then and they were fighting about child support or something like that. That's it. And, so he never even...
He claims mistakes happen.
Yeah. Mistakes. Oh, God. I made a mistake.
There's not much of a mistake when you're feeding something, your woman, to a dog.
All right.
And he only got 6 years of jail?
Well, he got out after 6 years. Then he had more than that. But they let him out on good behavior, whatever. However they define that in Brazil.
Right.
All right. So let's see here. Who's the... wait a minute. Jennifer, you can be the one to announce what happened to Tom Brady.
The good news?
Yeah.
Good news is, remember that jersey that got lost, snatched, or disappeared after the big Super Bowl win by Tom Brady, that stunning comeback? Well... it was found, and there was a twist to the story. Not only did they have his 2017 Super Bowl jersey, but they also had his 2015 Super Bowl jersey, and it was a member of the No Good Disgusting Media who took it.
Really? None of these, they hate the news media.
And they took it to Mexico. Could the story get any worse? No. Okay, so many Patriots fans thought that this was the crime of the century, right?
Of course.
Tom Brady's jersey stolen by... allegedly stolen.
What's more important here, Jennifer, is that the number of people who were on the case, the police department,
it was the FBI.
Texas Rangers, the FBI.
And they found it in Mexico. It was in the possession of a credentialed member of the international media who, moments before he swiped it, took a selfie with Tom Brady that was making its rounds on social media last night. Uh-huh. The jersey was reported missing back in January, and you're right, after everybody was involved with this, the Houston Police Department, FBI, Texas Rangers, they finally found it along with the jersey from 2015. And Tom Brady, I think, had originally wanted to take that 2017 jersey and donate it to a cause that supported the kind of cancer that his mother had. So glad they found it. I don't know what he thought he was going to do with it. It's not like you can chop it up and sell it like Kim Kardashian's diamond. I mean, this is a football jersey.
Right.
And did we know that Tom Brady's 2015 jersey was missing?
That, I feel like that, that had not
I
heard
didn't
that.
Know
never
that.
Heard that one before. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
good to know.
Not missing
everything
anymore.
As it's supposed to be. Speaking of football, former 49ers wide out Dwight Clark, recipient of the catch. What is the catch? There must be some award for being able to catch a football, I'm guessing, right?
Sure.
I think it was, it was a game catch. I forget what game it was, but it was sort of like, you know, the catch scene around the world kind of a thing.
Has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he says that he got it because he was an NFL. It was no surprise. There aren't any people that are going to surprise people with that news. Nah. He's going to have it. But he got paid a lot of money to get it, so it's bad, but not that bad. Not as bad as it could be. 10 before the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, 53 after the hour. Let's see if we can find some powerful tech talk information to pass along to you. I'm pretty sure I've entrusted Victoria Keelan to come up with some info, and I'm betting she will not disappoint because she never does. We'll get to that in a moment after we figure out what to do with the problem that you have. This program is all about solving problems. And if you're a small business person, big business person, whatever kind of business you're in, business, if you're a serious business person, and you need to hire people, the serious place to go is ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job and it'll go all over the world. All kinds of media, social media, that kind of stuff. One click does it all. You'll post your job to all the top job sites in our country. Now you can do it free with ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the, well, there are two messages here. One of them, you can use through our association with ZipRecruiter. You can use the first shot at posting free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. But the other thing is that you only have to work at this once, and you get all of the interface back from these people. The emails, the calls will all be taken care of by the screeners. They rate them and then send you the results. Man, how could you make your life any easier? If you're looking for a good, really good component to your team, this is the way to do it. Don't wait. If you're onto it, then right now, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Take advantage of the opportunity to use their facilities free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV does it all. Says it all, pretty much, too. All right, so speaking of saying it all, Instagram has yet another new live update that comes. I thought we just talked about something new with Instagram very recently. So what's going on here?
Well, Instagram in November introduced the new live component to Stories, which was very similar to Facebook Live. Not surprising, Facebook owns Instagram, so they Facebook Live is very popular, so they put that over on Instagram, which has really taken off. People love going live on Instagram. But the problem, though, is just like Snapchat, you put a video up, and once it broadcasts, it disappears after 24 hours. Now, the newest update is Instagram's allowing you to save those videos to your phone. So that means once you actually post the video, you can rewatch it and post it to other social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and things like that, which is a big deal because a lot of people are making live videos and they don't want them to disappear. So Instagram is now ensuring essentially that people will stay on Instagram to do live video things instead of Facebook Live, where they do stick around. So once again, Instagram mimicking Facebook. But it's a good update for Instagram users.
Okay, so the information about tablets and where you can take them and how you can use them, there are a lot of people who think that the use of tablets is, well, maybe because of iPads or that kind of stuff, that the tablet sales are down. I'm wondering about that as it folds into a story today from the United States government, because passengers on nonstop U.S.-bound flights from mostly Middle Eastern countries, a couple of North African countries, will have to pack their electronic devices in their baggage. They will not be able to carry them on the plane. I find that interesting. 10 different airports in 8 countries. When you get on the plane, you will not be able to have any kind of device. Smartphone, no cell phone, no tablet, no laptop, nothing. This just came about in the last day, 96 hours.
You can put it under the plane, and it stems from, remember that raid in Yemen when Ryan Owens passed away in that raid?
Yeah.
One of the bits of information that was recovered from that raid is that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has technology that can, essentially, they can send you a printer, and you think it's a printer until it explodes on you. So they're able to build bombs into devices, and because they don't have the screening technology that we do here, they have to put the ban and put it in the bottom of the plane.
Yeah, so... What does that do? Without that information that Jennifer just presented, you'd be grousing. But I want to have
right. And it's only, I think it's 8 countries or 7 countries, something
yeah,
like
eight
that.
Countries,
that are,
10 airports,
yeah,
8
countries on the list, right.
Yeah, right. They are, by the way, Amman, Jordan, Kuwait City, Kuwait, Cairo, Istanbul, Jeddah, and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I thought that was interesting. Let's see, also Casablanca in Morocco, Dubai...
Dubai, really?
Yeah,
flights,
I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Flights originating from Dubai?
Right. Yeah. Yep, affects about 50 flights a day.
That's not all airlines, though, right? I mean, when you have an apartment on your plane, I think you're allowed to watch a screen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Emirates and Dubai. What is the Emirates? What's the name? What's the airline of Dubai?
Emirates.
Emirates, it is Emirates.
Emirates, and then what's the other one? Etihad or something?
Yeah, right. You can. They have some.
I'm pretty sure they
Airbus
work around
380s,
that.
And they put they have about 4 apartments in each one of them.
Yeah.
So people pay, if you want to go to New York, cost $100,000 to do it, but
right.
You can ride in comfort for 10 hours. Good luck to them. All right, so that's that story, and it's 59 past the hour in the DJV Experience.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.